Welcome back, friends, to another edition of the Amber May Show. I am really excited to introduce to you my next guest. She is my friend, Lauren Kelly, and she is a beautiful singer-songwriter. And the song that we're going to show you on today's episode will send chills up and down your body. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And we're going to hear the backstory of how this even came to be, how her song even got developed, and why I think it's so powerful. What a powerful message that she has to bring. And so I hope you like, share, and subscribe. I hope you really will like, share, and subscribe this episode. So that's what's coming up on today's show. If you believe in what I'm doing and would be an angel investor, the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you think you can donate. That would be so helpful. Or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That would be so awesome. Thank you for your support. I appreciate you very much. Always carry on more of the conversation on Telegram. You can find me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. You can find me at True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So join me on those platforms and we can carry on conversation. But with no further ado, I'd love to introduce to you my friend, Lauren Kelly. I told you we have my friend Lauren joining us. She's that singer that I was telling you about. I couldn't wait to have her on the program. Thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, dear friend. It's a pleasure.
I'm excited. I love knowing you and your music's gorgeous. I was almost in tears with the song Liberty, which we'll play during the show at some point on the show today. But I want to hear a little bit about you. Well, I know a little bit about you, but I want my audience to get to know you. You're originally from Australia.
Yes, ma'am.
And so when I want to talk about Liberty eventually, because yeah. I think your Australia story should play into it somewhat.
Yeah.
I love talking to foreigners. My dad was a foreigner. What brings people to our country? What do they see differently? So tell us a little bit about you, where you come from, why you chose to come to the United States. You could have gone to any country. You could have stayed in Australia.
Right. Totally. Yeah. So I actually came, the first time I came was when I was a kid, actually. We came on a family holiday. So I was like 7 years old at the time. In the 80s. And then I came to visit on a ministry trip to Arizona in 2014, it was. And I knew that on that trip, it was like, I got to live in this country at some point. So I just loved, I don't know what I loved about it even then. It was just the people, I guess, and just the bigness of everything. It's hard to explain it when you've come from Australia, but Australians, well, I feel like a lot of the world looks to the US, you know. I grew up in Australia and the entertainment industry is all, everything on television and on your radios is all American artists and American actors, you know. So it's kind of like for real. I mean, we have, you know, we have our own homegrown stuff, but it's nowhere near as big as the US. So anyway, we came here. I just knew I wanted to live in the US at some point. So fast forward 2 years after that, 2016, I applied to do ministry school at Bethel Supernatural School Ministry in California, Reading. Mm-hmm. So I got accepted to do that. And then we ended up staying because we met, my husband's a film editor, and we met a producer and director couple while we were there. And we ended up moving out to Tulsa with them. So we just stayed because we loved it so much. And this is where, you know, where God wants us at the moment. So,
and when you say we, so you've met your husband in Australia. Were you guys already married when you moved here?
Yes, we've been married for almost 20 years now. So we've been we've been here for 7 years next month. So yeah. So me and my husband and my three children, we moved out here and we didn't ever want to leave. So we just love it.
See, that's what I didn't know. I didn't know your husband was a filmmaker. Yeah. So that's really cool. what kind of films does he make?
Well, we're part of a group of, we've got a bit, our best friends are a producer and director couple. He has edited, we've done a lot of documentaries, political documentaries over the last couple of years. The Trump I Know and the Reawakening documentary series. What's the Mike Lindell one called? I can't remember what it's called. Selection Code. Yeah. So they were a part of, they produced, directed, and my husband edited that. So we've been doing a lot of that the last 3 years since, you know, everything. And then my husband edited Liberty as well. And our friends, Matt and Joy Thayer, directed and produced the music video. So we're a team doing this thing together at the moment. So yeah, it's good.
I was so well done, your music video. Yeah. So well done. And last time we talked, you were working on your album.
Yeah.
So baby, how's that going?
It's done. I'm planning to release. I released an album in 2021, and I've released a couple of singles since then. And then Liberty was one of them. And then I've just recorded a new album. We got it done in February. So I'm just sitting on it at the moment, waiting to move to Tennessee. And then I think we'll probably release it after that. I'm just trying to, just timing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Timing's everything.
Yeah.
Can people find your music on your website?
Yeah, it's all there, laurenkelly.com. And everything's on, it's on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
So you're from Australia. Tell me about what it was like for, I assume you still have family back home, right?
Yes. Yep.
What was COVID like for your family back in Australia?
So the state that I'm actually from, Melbourne, Victoria, was the hardest hit in terms of the longest lockdown and the worst restrictions in the entire world. So in that first 12 months, they were out of the 365 days, they were locked down for 275 of it in chunks of time, you know, and they had restrictions like you couldn't go within 3 miles from your house, couldn't see anybody, couldn't do anything. You had to sign into grocery stores, like, so they could track your, it was just wild to see what happened. And then, you know, they introduced the vaccine and I think something like 99% of people got it. So, anyway, it was wild to watch what happened over there, and so quickly to see people just giving in to what was going on, bowing to the tyranny, just accepting it, following the rules, you know. I mean, there's been a group of people that have been awake to it, but for the most part, people just took it as, well, the government's trying to keep us safe. And, yeah, so anyway, it was pretty crazy watching what happened over there. Especially being here, I was like, oh my goodness, what is happening to my city? Melbourne won 7 years in a row. Melbourne won most livable city in the whole wide world. So I don't know if it's like that anymore, but since COVID, everything's been just very different over there. I haven't been back for 5 years. So yeah, it was crazy watching what happened over there.
It's almost like you got out right in time. I know it was a few years when you left that it happened, but I mean, imagine if you would have delayed coming to the United States.
Yeah.
How different your life might look like.
Totally. Yeah. Thankful for God's timing, let me tell you.
Man. So yeah, that was crazy watching the videos. I saw people getting hauled away to these appear to be concentration camps, not knowing when people would return. That's so scary.
Yeah. It's pretty
wild. To think that was could have happened here in the U.S. I mean, they were really pushing hard, and I'm glad there was enough people awake to push back, and the movement kept growing, you know, and more people started learning the truth. And so how did your song Liberty develop?
So the story of Liberty, the personal story of Liberty was, so we moved to Tulsa in 2021. I woke up pretty quickly in Tulsa, actually has nothing to do with it yet. But anyway, I woke up pretty quickly to everything that was happening in 2020, probably, you know, a couple of weeks into lockdown, I was becoming aware of what was happening. And I actually started researching all the human trafficking stuff. That's kind of what I spent a lot of my time doing, and everything that was happening with the governments and with Hollywood and all the ties to the human trafficking stuff was what I paid attention to. And I have a massive heart for justice and freedom. And I have it tattooed on my wrist. I have the word freedom tattooed on my wrist. So I'm like,
I love that.
It's such a core value, is freedom and justice. And I hate seeing anybody trying to control anybody. Like, that eventually led to moving to Tulsa with our producer and director friends, Matt the Thayers. And they had just started being part of Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour. Mm-hmm. In the first one that they went to was the Tulsa one. So it was the first one. And it was a couple of months after that, I got asked to come on the Anaheim trip. So I got to spend we were filming all the speakers that were coming off the stage. They would come backstage and I was helping in the room where we were filming everybody for the Reawaken documentary series. And so I got to hear firsthand chunks of just information from Mike Lindell and General Flynn mm-hmm. and all the doctors and the pastors that have been speaking on this tour since the very beginning. And I came away from that like, I need to use my skills and my talents to start speaking out about what is happening. So I wrote Liberty with some friends. Matt Thayer actually asked me to write it for the second episode of the Reawakening docuseries, which was still trying to get funded at the moment, but it was all about it's all about medical tyranny. And so he asked me to write a song about liberty, basically, about, how people, our freedoms are being taken from us and it's not okay. And so I gathered my troops, my songwriting friends, and we wrote Liberty for that reason. And then because we were still trying to get it funded, we thought we might as well turn it into a music video to start getting it out there. And so that it comes from a very personal place of we're not supposed to live under anybody's thumb. Like, nobody should be trying to control us. God made us to be free individuals, and what is currently happening is not okay. So that's why I wrote it, basically.
And then looking at your country and looking at what was happening here in our country that's supposed to be free, right?
Yeah.
And all these rights are being violated even to this day. With the child trafficking, you and I have a similar heart with that. I have interviewed someone who was trafficked as a young girl.
Wow.
And they told me how they were picked up by someone who was trying to befriend them just from school to home, because they had to walk home. They were single from a single family.
Yeah.
And they had to walk home from school to work, or work school to home and home to school. And this lady just started befriending and building trust with this girl, and eventually she tricked her and sold her into rape slavery. They want to gaslight us and tell us that there's no slavery going on in America.
Right.
There still is massive slavery going on. Massive. In America. It's worldwide slavery.
I went to, you've heard of the Sound of Freedom film?
I got tickets to that. I can't wait to see it.
So we just got back. We viewed it last night with a pile of governors and leaders from the city of Tulsa. So we watched it last night. And I'm like, we need to be working really hard to get this thing out there and getting the word out there about this film, because the more people that see it, the more cinemas are going to open for people to see it. There's 2 million children worldwide that get trafficked every single year. And the government and big tech and all the media are trying to down it down like it's no big deal, like it's nothing, but it is absolutely rampant. The story mm-hmm. of Tim Ballard, do you know who he is?
He was a former federal agent, and then about he had to quit his job. I don't know his whole story, he just went in hardcore trying to find these children, because he was
this is what the Sound of Freedom is. It's the story of his life, basically, and how he got into human trafficking and freeing the children and stuff. So it's amazing, and everybody needs to see it. So
that is so cool that so there's already been movie launches, and you got to be a part of watching it with all these people. Did Jim Caviezel come to that
No, showing? He wasn't. Apparently he was at CPAC. They were doing a viewing. Yeah, they were doing a viewing there last night as well in, I don't know where it was, maybe Florida, I'm not sure, but he was there last night. So
Oh man, to interview him or Ballard would be so cool. I hope I get that opportunity because what they're doing is very noble, and what Mel Gibson's trying to do is very noble, trying to show what's happening in Hollywood, and how they're a part of the trafficking too. And if they wanted to shut the border down and slow down trafficking, they could do it today.
But they
They're
don't.
choosing not to because they're all complicit in it, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's
So,
awful.
hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout.
Hello, this is Tanya Joy from Beauty for Ashes, and you are watching The Amber May Show.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no further than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's meehanmd.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So, okay, prior to COVID, did you feel like you were a free individual in Australia?
It's funny. When we moved here, my husband, he arrived a couple of months after us. Our move here was so intensely fast. We didn't have time to kind of wind up the business and before we got over here. But so my husband came a few months after us, me and my kids, and he said, literally a week or two after moving here, he said, there's something about the US that is just so different to Australia. It's like, it's kind of hard to explain it to another Australian who hasn't had the experience of living here, because there is just an element of freedom that is very difficult to describe. It's like you can come here and you can be anything, you can do anything. It's like the American dream is alive, you know? Mm-hmm. We love this country so much. We cannot wait to become citizens.
and then to think that, you know, how there's a whole organization trying to take down the freedom of our country. Because I think the United States is the gate. And if our nation falls, there's nowhere to go in the world.
Yep.
It's done. Forget it. It's done. And what I'm hoping that if people listen to this podcast and other podcasts of truthers, I'm really hoping that they also fight for freedoms in their country, because they've been taken advantage of by their governments. Yep. This whole one world order, one world, new world order thing, it's a worldwide with a small, if you really truly think about it, it's a small group of people that have just a lot of power and a lot of money, and they have been able to control everything.
Yep.
And this is the last stand. And if we give away our freedom, they can't take it away. We have to give it, because it's given by God.
Yes.
And they trick us into giving away freedom and giving away freedom and giving away freedom.
Yeah.
And now we're at this point in time where it's do or die.
Yeah.
We have to take it back now, or we might not have a country.
Yeah. You know what? I think a lot of people get tricked into, well, not even tricked into, just people don't know what to do. It's like, they want to help, but they don't know what some people are still not even awake, which is crazy to me that people can still not have a clue what is happening. There's different levels of, you know, people know what's happening, but they just don't know what to do, and they do not know how to get involved. And this is where we have to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit, because he's the one to direct us to.
Correct.
And we have to be obedient to what he says, to keep moving forward, to end this stuff, like the human, whether it's the human trafficking stuff or government stuff or entertainment, whatever it is, it's like evil is rampant on every single mountain at the moment. So it's like we have to be the ones to step in and to do something about it, to bring change. So
what I love about what God is doing is he's called you and your husband and the Thayers. He is calling believers to start taking back the mountain of entertainment.
Absolutely.
He's called me into media. I've known since I was 3 or 4 years old I was meant to be in media. Uh-huh. I just had the calling. I did mainstream radio. I worked at 2 a.m. talk stations. We had two at our office. I did AM talk. I went to the same, I interned the same place as Carrie Lake, it's that's where incredible. She worked. It's God called me to do this. God's calling you to do that. So he's calling his people to take back all those places of influence that has been taken over by evil, just pure evil. Because when you really find out from the child trafficking, from Hollywood Insiders, who I've had on the show, it's really gross and disgusting. It's like, I don't want to pay money to go to the movies anymore, because I'm just furthering them to keep hurting children.
For real.
You know what I mean? But when you see movies like Jim Caviezel's, or you see the movie that had to do with the hippies in California, and then this Jesus movement popped up, you want to support that. You want to support these films.
Yeah.
And absolutely. You going into the music realm is so important, because we got to take back our music.
Yes.
And with that being said, I love your song so much. I was almost in tears. I had chills the whole time I was watching it. I want to share it with everybody. So let's do that. It's called Liberty.
How did we get here? Inside the masquerade, pretending we're not afraid, behind safety's veneer. Are you awake? While they're handing out yellow stars, the history book's screaming out, we've seen this before. Under the flood, we've forgotten who we are. It's in our DNA to be free. We're not made to live this way. Push to our knees, cause we've fallen fast asleep. Can't stand for liberty. bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way. Traded free hands, fought by the blood of men for illusions of gains, just to be slaves again. Liberty's flame still burns through the darkest night. Will you open your eyes to see? Will we be brave again? Under the to be free, we're not made to live this way. Pushed to our knees, cause we're falling fast asleep. Can't stand for a liberty, bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way. Has fear become the new religion? We're passing to our children. Oh, I'm calling to the people. Wake up and hold the line. Will you join me turning tables while we still have time? Will you join me turning tables while we still have time? Under the sky, we've forgotten who we are. It's in our DNA to be free. We're not made to live this way. Pushed to our knees, cause we're falling fast asleep. Can't stand for a liberty, bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way.
That is absolutely beautiful. Lauren, I love that song. I still get chills. Like, my whole body is just full of chills right now.
I love it. I get people sending me pictures of their goosebumps on their arms and their legs, and it's so funny.
It is such a beautiful song. So your next album, I'm sure, is going to be incredible, because that's just a little taste. Is that on the next album or was that on the last album?
No, it's interesting. I'm kind of like, I do music like Liberty's, like, you know, it's semi-patriotic. I mean, it's patriotic, but at the same time it's political and it's patriotic, but it's about freedom and personal mm-hmm. liberty. It mm-hmm. entails a lot of things, but my personal music is just my own kind of stories and feelings and thoughts, and I try not to keep them separate, but they kind of are separate, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm going to be doing some more songs like Liberty coming up. I'm gonna write some new ones. Gonna be doing a song with Jimmy Levy soon.
I think that is so cool. His song that he did with the other guys with Target made a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It caused people to stop shopping at Target.
Yeah. You know, he's just released another one 3 or 4 days ago with Bryson Gray called Reclaim the Rainbow.
I love Bryson Gray.
That's at number 3 or 2 at the moment. So he's just releasing all these tunes that are just blowing up. So it's really interesting, because there's been no media coverage whatsoever about mm-hmm. his songs, obviously. And it's like these songs are ending up at number 1, and it's like, what, that speaks volumes to me. Like, people can see the truth about what is happening, you know? So.
And sometimes it's easier for people to take truth in the form of music than my show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier for people to take truth through film,
yeah,
like what your husband does and what the Thayers do than my show. And some people, they can get it all the ways, you know, it just, that's what makes what you do so special, because people can hear that, they resonate with it, and it's not, I don't know, I guess their guards don't go up necessarily with music. Yeah. I think we've been trained from bad fake news that our guard needs to go up, but with music, it just, I just don't think that our guards go up as much with music, and it's easier to hear what the artist is trying to convey. And so this song Liberty, and then what they're doing with their music is amazing, because it's just, like you said, they get no coverage, no coverage. That's, and yet crazy. Their music always hits number one.
I
can't wait. You have to, when you're done recording that song with him, you have to send me a link, because I will listen and I'll promote it. I'll have you back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that'd be fun if the both of you could come back on and talk about your collaboration.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you meet him at the Reawaken tour? Is that where you met him?
Yeah, I met him in Miami, which was awesome too. I've been just praying for a good couple of years now that I don't have any friends that are doing what I'm doing. I'm an artist I'm speaking the truth about everything that I see happening in government, in film, in Hollywood, in the music industry, all of it. And it's very difficult to swim upstream by yourself. So,
it is.
I was thrilled to meet Jimmy in Miami, and we showed him my music video, and he was down to collab. So I'm looking forward to that.
That is so cool. Isn't it so amazing how God introduced you to the whole group through meeting one family?
Yeah.
And now you've met so many people. Did you ever think in your life, I'm sure you've met Eric Trump, right?
I haven't officially met Eric Trump, but I have met President Trump.
You met the president?
I did, yeah. So I 2 days after we released Liberty last October, I got a call from General Flynn's America's Future group, because they were doing a human trafficking fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. So I got a call to come sing it at Mar-a-Lago in December, and I got to meet President Trump while I was there, which was exciting.
Here's the Australian girl. Yeah. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd meet a head of state, let alone a president? Did you ever think in your mind that would ever happen to you?
No, I didn't. But you just keep walking the walk and doing what you're called to do. And God does incredible things. It's funny. When we moved here, it was like literally a few months before the 2016 election. And so we watched the whole election with President Trump. You know, it's just like, we were so fascinated by American politics, because it's just the president. It's like the president of the United States is like a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny to look back to that in 2016 and be like, I never ever thought that I would actually be meeting President Trump, you know? So it's hilarious. Sorry, my dog is trying to get into the room.
I never thought I'd meet anyone in his family. And I got to meet Eric Trump when you and I were together in Branson, Missouri.
Nice.
I got to meet his Kash Patel, his Department of Defense chief of staff. Nice. I never thought I'd ever meet a chief of staff before, let alone, you know, the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
I never thought in a million years I'd know a general. I mean, a CEO. I mean, state legislators. I never thought in a million years I'd ever write a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Here I wrote a bill.
Awesome.
And it has to do with child trafficking. It's really, my bill is very simple. It just makes sure that the states follow constitutional law, because we're guaranteed to be tried by a jury of our peers.
Mm-hmm.
However, in family court, you don't get a jury trial if they're going to remove your kid away, take your kid away. So my bill just said, hey, if the parents were going to lose their child, then a jury needs to be present, not just a judge, not just in front of a judge, but a jury needs to be present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my bill said. And I sent it off to Nebraska for a state legislator there. I sent it to Texas to a state legislator there. I sent it to Missouri for a state legislator there. And if anyone knows any state legislators, I want a contact with them, because I believe what General Flynn says, local action creates national impact.
Yes.
I have a little tiny bill.
Yes.
And all it is a constitutional bill.
Yep.
And it could help a lot of families out. A
Absolutely.
Lot of families.
So good.
So if anyone knows anyone in this, any state legislator, I want them to contact me. And you can go to theambermayshow.com, click the contact button there, and then send me an email with their contact, and I will reach out to them, because many hands make the load light, and we got to protect families right now. The attack on families is incredible.
It's huge. Yeah.
And so Texas ran a bill a few years ago, and I interviewed a woman who had her kids falsely taken from her. Her and her husband were falsely accused of child abuse.
Dang.
No such thing ever occurred. Her husband had top military security clearance.
Yeah.
He lost everything.
Jeez.
He lost his job. They had to sell their home just to pay for these attorneys. Their kids were in turmoil, distress, because they were taken out of their parents' custody into strangers' homes.
That's so crazy.
And these parents never touched them, ever touched them.
Yeah.
And so, I got in touch with her. She was on my show. She put me with state lawmakers, and I took their bill, because she was selling her bill, which means if you go to a hospital and they're going to accuse you of hurting your kid, that you need a second opinion before CPS can get involved to take your kid. So I took that bill and I sent it to my state legislator. I said, hey, next session, can you run this bill? Why does it just have to stay in Texas?
Yeah, for real.
We don't need Congress to pass a nationwide bill. If each of us as states work together to pass these great bills among each other, then we're all covered. We're all protected.
Yeah. And that's what I think people need to just remember and be aware of in how they can get involved in whatever it is. Number one, look at the talent and skill that you have and try and figure it out on a local, small level. I think it gets so overwhelming because there's so much and it's so big, you know, and there's so many different areas to influence. Like, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
You start small and start local. It's like that's everything.
And what you said is right on the money. You were a woman from Australia, just a regular person who got to sing in front of the president of the United States. Of course, you know, I mean, that's incredible. And that's because you weren't obedient with what God was telling you to do.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened to me. And that's how I met you. If I hadn't been obedient to what God told me to do, sitting in church, tell me, start your show up again. And I'm just like, this is how easy it is. And Laura, tell me if this happened to you.
Perfect.
Were you like fighting with your own self? Like, who's going to listen to me? How am I going to do this? Like, I'm nobody special. Like, did you fight with yourself?
Because on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Yeah. It's like, yes, I can totally 100% agree with that. I mean, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep doing it. It's like, who am I to? I can't do it. Oh, you just got to figure it out and go and do it. Yeah.
Yes. And I go back to the Bible verse, here am I, God send me, right? Mm. And so God's like, pick up your mic and start doing your show again. And I'm like, I argue with God and I lose. I lose the arguments, thank God, because if I won the arguments, I wouldn't be sitting and talking to you right now. Yeah. I wouldn't even know your name. I wouldn't even know you existed. And I'm glad that I obeyed God, because I obeyed God. I got to meet you. And I got to meet you through a friend.
I love it.
And your friend knew my friend. And we're all friends now.
That's the thing. You just never know.
You met the Thayers.
You never know. Who are you going to connect with? Who are you going to? Where are you going to end up? It's just doing the stuff on a daily basis that needs to be done. And then God blesses everything. And he just blesses obedience. So it's awesome.
Where do you see God moving? What do you hear God saying? What do you see God doing? Do you think that the globalists are going to win?
I don't think the globalists are going to win. I think it takes, like, you just think about when there's an event in your own life that takes you by surprise, that can be traumatic. It takes a while to clean up the mess of it within yourself. So you think about what has been happening in the world, like underneath our noses, and we haven't even been aware of what has been going on until, you know, everybody starts to kind of wake up 2020-ish and beyond. And it's like, there is a big mess to clean up, but I know that the God, like, I have to do my part. I'm going to, whatever I have to do, I have to do it. And whatever you have to do, if everybody would stand up and do something, the globalists will not take over. And I don't believe, I truly 100% believe, God keeps talking to me about the remnant and, you know, being aware of the remnant that is actually doing something. Like you think about the story of Gideon, you know, he has an army of 10,000 and God tells him to do what he had to do. And the army ends up being 300 people and they ended up winning. It was like, it was completely impossible. So I just keep on remembering that story. And I keep, God keeps reminding me of that. And
Lauren, I got to stop you because God gave me that Bible study too.
So good.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Like God is using that man Gideon a long time ago for today, for such a time as this. He's given it to you. He's given it to me. Isn't that insane?
Yeah. And you look at people like him too in the Bible, Moses, Gideon, all these people, Noah, it's like they were people who struggled, you know, it's, and God pulled them up out of the holes that they were in and used them in massive ways because they were willing. So yeah, we have to do something. We have to do something. So whatever it looks like, General Flynn talks a lot about using your skills, using your talents and your gifts to serve your country, to serve the world. So we got to figure out what that is and get to it.
I agree. And only you're going to know, only you as a person knows what talents and gifts that you have.
Yeah.
And then you just, at that point, you just have to figure out how you're going to use those gifts. I mean, I've always had the love of broadcasting, like I just said, since I was a kid, and God told me pick up my mic and I'm like, okay. I had no connection to anything. I hadn't broadcasted in 9 years when I did this again.
Oh, wow.
And God put big people on my show to bring the audience to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have said no to me because I had no audience. I hadn't broadcasted in 9 years. Yeah. And God brought the people to me.
Yeah.
And because you just have to stand in obedience and God's doing big things with you and your music, just your music touches people and you're going to be able to break through ways that I'll never be able to break through.
Yeah.
And that is so cool how God can use your talents to serve some people that I'll never be able to reach and vice versa. You know, like some people might say, it's just a song. Song doesn't really mean that, and then they listen to my show, they're like, oh wow, so I just corroborated what you're doing in your song, and maybe that wakes people up, or maybe I soften people up, and then they hear your music, and you're like, well, I need to get involved, I need to do something, I don't want to lose my liberty, I don't want to be under someone's thumb.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, what I love about your video is they had the book burning going on, and just today, I got one of my episodes got removed from Spotify.
Oh wow.
Because it went against the standards, that whatever those standards are, they're so arbitrary. I'm telling truth about the childhood vaccines and they don't like what I'm saying because it goes against the narrative of the childhood vaccines.
Right. Yep.
Even though I have experts on my show that have facts and figures behind them, it goes against the narrative, so they just remove it. That's the modern day book burning that was in your video.
Yep.
I was deplatformed from YouTube. That's the modern day book burning that we saw in your video. I hope everyone is paying attention to that video and the imagery that you picked, or whoever picked the imagery, because that's telling a story in and of itself. And then your music just complements the story that we're visually seeing.
Yep.
And I hope they never shut your voice down with your music and take you off of Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, wherever your music is. I hope they don't do that to you.
Well, they haven't so far, so we're good.
Praise God for that. So, everyone, I recommend you going to laurenkelly.com for my audio podcasters. That's LaurenKellie. And then links will be in the description, so check that out. laurenkelly.com. And that's where you're going to find all her music, what she's doing, and up to date, because I'm excited. When I talked to you a few months ago, you're working on your music and so your album. So I'm excited to find out the finished product. Like, I feel in suspense right now. I can't wait for you to move to Nashville so you share your music with the world.
I will do. That's the plan, baby. Just walking the walk, taking the steps, doing what God is telling me to do, preparing myself, how he's telling me to prepare. So we'll see what happens.
Lauren, I thank you so much for being on my show today. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again very soon. Take care, Lauren.
Thanks, you too.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept.
I really love the towels. They're really great. They're super absorbent.
I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know we're having the biggest clearance sale ever. Get our six-piece towel sets for only $29.88 with your promo code. My towel sets are made with proprietary technology and include two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our six-piece towel sets. Originally $99.98, then on sale for $49.98. Now we're closing them out for only $29.88 while supplies last. Once they're gone, they're gone. So please order now.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.